Flow Record Live for June 4th, 2019. This is the podcast that you count on to make sense of, to make fun of the news around you. That's better. Fact check at your peril, of course. Hey, June 4th, it's my brother Josh's birthday. Happy birthday, Josh. I didn't get you a card. I don't do cards. I just do podcast shout outs. That's the best I can do. We won in softball last night. And if you're following, I know that that's why you actually listen to Lower Wacker Live. You don't care about my take on the news of the day. You care about our 16-inch softball media league. And right now, last night we had an extension 720. We couldn't be there, Pete and myself, but the team went on to victory. And 1-1, not a bad start. Beat the Tribune. You know, a lot of Hatfield-McCoy type vibe there because of, you know, the company is split, the GN and Tribune a couple years ago. So bad blood, a lot of throwing wet 16-inch clinchers at each other. Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'm sure that happened. At least be one argument, right? That's the one thing I hate when I miss the game. I just hope there's one argument. Because that's what I provide. I provide arguments. I like to get under the umpire's skin, argue with the other coach. When it's not there, is it really softball? Yeah. All right, here are today's headlines. Ed Burke, the alderman, arraigned. He went in front of a judge, not his wife, to plead not guilty on the charges that he essentially is the Chicago machine. Burke said, "I regret that I only have one shakedown to give for my city." He didn't say that. When do we get to hear all these wiretaps, right? We have some serious reenactment theater to put together. I need some prep time on this. Anybody over at the feds, just give it to me so I can cast it, you know, get it all blocked out and ready to go for Ed Burke's Chicago Machine Theater, which we know we all want to hear. So that's coming up. People want it. So we're finally getting a Chicago casino. Mayor Lightfoot said she's going to commission a study to see where to put it. Governor Pritzker said, give it to an area of the city that's been left behind. So everywhere that's not the West Loop. Two schools of thought on this. One, give it to an impoverished area that needs development. Two, don't give it to an impoverished neighborhood because, frankly, casinos are a tax. And who can't afford to get addicted to pie-gal poker? That's right. Poor people. I got an idea. 50 casinos in the 50 schools that were closed by Rob. I'm a genius. That or put it at Navy Pier. That might actually get Chicagoans to go there. Oh, snap! Or put it in the Spire Hole. Is that hole still there? I think that hole's still there. Some Republican lawmakers in Springfield are happy, but some are stark raving mad that a legislature approved a pay raise for themselves. Yeah, the Republicans say this is not the time when we're increasing taxes and fees to Illinois residents. The optics do look poor, no doubt. So they gave themselves a pay raise because they did their job. And that job is hard, so we need more money. I don't know of anywhere else in the private sector where you can just give yourself a pay raise. Wait. I just had a brain melt. What am I talking about? Every single corporate board does that. Every CEO in town does that. Okay, never mind. Well, it does seem weird, though, to vote on a pay raise for yourself, right? All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Come up to the podium and get your cash. That being said, it's not like it's egregious. It's just a cost of living wage. So I feel like it's kind of a grandstanding move by some Republicans to paint Democrats as spending crazy. Which, with that new cash, they're all going to be rolling up in fur coats and caddies like it's Goodfellas. What did I tell you? I told you to be quiet. Come on. Hey, I just want to get a fur for my wife. What's the matter, Jimmy? It's not a great scene. According to Forbes, Jay-Z is the first rapper to become a billionaire. Congrats! Although I find the headline a little weird. Jay-Z is not really just a rapper. He's a record label mogul. He owns a streaming service and Tidal. That's like Forbes. Forbes says Trump is the first mobster to become president. He's more than a mobster. He's a shyster, too. See, you can't just put people in buckets. Spring Awakening, the EDM festival that takes over Soldier Field in June, is now taking over Poplar Creek. What? The fest is moving to Hoffman Estates for the first time this weekend. Darn. I'll miss all the glow sticks and the underbutt walking through the loop. It's too bad. Cue up the Sarah McLachlan here. I will remember you. Underbutt. Also, Poplar Creek. What, did Thanos get the time stone? That place is still open? Are the Smithereens and Cheap Trick playing? Nope. Just DJ Snake. DJ Snake. All right, sports. The Cubs rebounded yesterday and spanked the poor, hapless Angels. We had to fly from Seattle on Sunday night, play the makeup game, then fly back for games in L.A. tonight. No. So what? Lady Gaga does that like every day, every hour. Remember the fly jock, Tom Joyner? He used to fly every single day between shifts. Quit your complaining, Angels. Anyway, Lester rebounded, and hello, cargo! He doubled, but more importantly, flat-out dove to catch a line drive over his head. The bases were loaded. He definitely saved like two or three runs. That's a good way to get people to like you. I'd say that's the way to more playing time, but, you know, it's the Cubs. So look for Cargo to sit on the bench for three games while Caratini gets a shot out there. Right? And you know, that's so Joe Maddon. Let's see what he can do. Cubs now welcome the Rockies to town. The Rockies would be perfect timing for Cargo to play some more. But he won't. It's Joe Maddon. The only thing that Joe Maddon believes in is bringing in his closer in the sixth inning. That's about it. The White Sox were off yesterday, but still made headlines with the MLB draft. They picked up Andrew Vaughn and made MLB history. First right-handed first baseman to be picked in the top five. Usually baseball hates right-handed first basemen. They like the lefties because, you know, I don't know why. Tradition? Cooler gloves? I don't know. I don't know what it is. But give the Sox credit. Their last right-handed first baseman, the one they have right now, Jose Abreu. The one before that, Paul Konerko. So, yeah, it kind of works out. Usually not that high, though, of draft pick. But the critics believe, even though this kid is young, he's going to be in the majors quick. Well, it's baseball, so quick means 4 years. The Cubs picked up a pitcher named Jensen who throws hard, but nobody had him ranked higher than 50. The Cubs took him at 27. Like me, I do that with Nelson Cruz every year in fantasy baseball. Nelson Cruz, average draft position of 103. Yeah, we'll go with him at 17. It's Nelson Cruz. You got to have him, right? The Sox are in Washington tonight for two games. Man, oh man, I was looking at the schedule in June. The Sox have a killer one. Listen to this. Four at home with the Yankees. Then they go on the road for the Cubs, Red Sox, and Rangers. And they got a home set in there somewhere with the Twins. That's all this month. That's all June. Well, we're going to know who the White Sox are very soon. The NBA Finals are in Oakland tomorrow. Word is that Looney's out for the series. Klay Thompson's day-to-day. Durant won't play tomorrow. This is the Warriors' equivalent of playing with one hand behind their back. They're like champion addicts. Right? They need to feel something, anything. Instead of drugs and alcohol, it's quads and hammies. And the Blues won last night. Oh, joy. The Stanley Cup final is destined to go seven games, which is great for Boston and St. Louis and nobody else. That's Laura Wacker Live for today, June 4th, 2019. If you want any more of me, I'm hosting John Williams from 1 to 3. Happy birthday, Josh.